that I wish you were born tomorrow, or February 29. We'll have been celebrating your birthday once in every 4 years. You know, February 29 only comes once in every 4 years. But she jumped ahead and decided to come on the 28th. So today is her birthday. Let me request the choir to help me sing happy birthday for her. And then after that, I will invite one of our mommy to pray for her. The choir.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And invariably, two of our staff are also celebrating today. So I want them to also join us, Mommy Osakwe. Please come to pray for them. But our sexy and our beautician, one of those who beautifies the house of God. Brother, good luck. Where are you guys?
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that in increase, you will increase her, both spiritually, materially, and physically, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Joy, we pray for you. We pray that the dews of heaven will fall upon you, to refreshing you and to make you a greater woman of God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A great mother to your children. A great mother to the Church of Christ. A wonderful wife to your husband. In the name of Jesus. You go in peace this year and you will capture all the territories that the Lord has given into your hand. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel and he blesses you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, ma. Thank you. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. That's where I'll be taking my message from this morning. Acts chapter 16. If you can, rise with me as we read the word of God. I'll be reading, but I need you to rise with me. Acts chapter 16, beginning from verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." called for a light, ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him, and all who were in his household. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes. And immediately, he and all his family were baptized. And now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Let's stop at 35. Okay, 34. Thank you. Stop at 34. Father, again, I lay my feeble hands in yours for strength. You have sent me here again as your errand boy. I acknowledge that I have no words of my own except you give me one. Speak expressly in the language your people will understand. Let the very reason and essence for which you have sent this message be fulfilled in the hearts and lives of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Take over this pulpit this moment and glorify yourself. Keep every man, every woman, every boy, every girl under your influence. Every form of distraction that the devil will send in this moment, we reject and we banish from the midst of your people in the name of Jesus. Eternal God, glorify yourself, O God, and take over. Jesus, of holy name, we are praying. Can I say, yeah, a better amen? A massive amen. The power of praise. Have your seats. The power of praise. Let me begin by giving what I call a succinct definition of the word praise. Praise is the act of expressing approval, commendation, laudation. It is the offering of a grateful homage in words or in song as an act of worship. That's what praise is. Brothers and sisters, a closer look at scriptures reveals that the word praise appears about 259 times using the King James Version of scriptures. Praise is an indispensable tool in worship. In fact, no worship is complete without praise, especially when that worship is unto the Almighty God. Praise is an imperative ingredient that God savors a lot. The songwriter will say in Psalm 22, verse 3, that God inhabits the praise of his people. When praise go up, blessings come down. It is the one and only duty that the saints will have in heaven. Praise is dear to the heart of God. Hebrews 13 verse 15 extols us to offer praise to God continually. But I must be quick to mention here that the word praise or praising God has also been abused in Christendom. And let me begin with that. You have discovered that when believers gather, even here in our Savior's Chapel, somebody is still preaching, and there is a form of distraction in the house. What will the person say? Praise the Lord. In order to calm the people, in order to make the people settle down, in order to attract the attention of the audience, we say, praise the Lord. I've even been in a meeting where someone said, praise the Lord now, praise the Lord now. as a way of calming nerves. That is an abuse. Praise the Lord or praising God is not something to be trivialized. Praising the Lord is something that should be used purposefully. Don't make it a mannerism. Tell me to praise God indeed when you want me to praise God. In sharing testimony, when you say praise the Lord, there should be a reason for me to praise God before you ask me to praise God. I don't know if I'm communicating. It is not just something to be said for the fun of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord now. You know they are praise the Lord. So that I can calm down. It is wrong. Praise is an imperative command from the Lord that we must use and give to Him every day of our lives and every moment of our lives. When praise is out of our worship, that worship becomes incomplete. In fact, if not for COVID-19, last year we took a decision to set one Sunday aside for us to just do praising from beginning to the end. Our trust in God, before the end of 2021, we'll work it out. Scripture is replete with instances of praise as the basis for the miraculous. We'll talk about that later. But let me share this story with us. We know of that great evangelist called Billy Graham. Billy Graham had a song leader. His name is Cliff Barros. Cliff Barros was in a conversation with Billy Graham one fateful day. And Cliff Barros called Billy Graham and said, "Evangelist, can I ask you a question?" And Billy Graham said, "Go on." And he asked Billy Graham, "I have a job in heaven, but what will you do when we get to heaven?" This question was premised on the fact that Barros believed that the only duty that is available, that for which men, women, boys and girls will be actively involved when we get to heaven, is the duty of what? Of praise. We don't need an evangelist in heaven. We don't need a pastor in heaven. There will be no Bible study, no midweek service, no crusade, no Boko Haram, no Fulani X-Men. Right there is only one business, and that business is the business of praise. Unfortunately, so many Christians will be idle and put out of business when we get to heaven. Prof, in the course of leading prayer this morning, was saying, we are asking us to appreciate God. Some of us are just sitting down. Some of us will get to heaven and heaven will be boring to us. The reason is because we have not been able to learn the rudiments of praise while still here on this side of the divide. We have landlords and landladies in church. When we are praising God, they are seated. You know, the landlord and landlady are seated in the sedan. They wait for end of month to collect house rent. The business of praise is not important to them. A closer look at scripture reveals the premium that God gives to the subject of praise. In fact, Bible tells us, on the day David praised God and became naked, God was excited. Not because David was naked, but because he was praising him. To such an extent that someone who abused David for dancing naked, God placed a curse on that person. The power of praise. When we say, let's sing and dance to the glory of God, some of us are sitting down. We don't even see any reason to praise God. We don't even see any reason. It's meant for Mrs. Okposio and Mrs. Effie. So we are leukosid. We are sitting down looking them like leukosid. Somebody had that error. I didn't hear you had it well, well. The question Billy Graham was asked is the same question I'm putting forward to our Savior's Chapel this morning. When you get to heaven, if indeed you get there, what will you do? Ladies and gentlemen, we have choristers who were once choristers who have graduated today. They have graduated. I used to sing in choir in those days. Another error. Somebody say error. You have graduated. Congratulations. However, here is your graduation certificate. You don't have one. Can there be an end to your services to God? Someone was quoted as saying, I used to sing in the choir before, but I don't get time again. Prof, I don't get time. That's why I don't sing for choir. I can sing, but time no day. Error number three. Somebody say error number three. The time you don't have, so God will take it one day. And that will be the end. I was preaching at Arbor. During the funeral service of our dear sister, Sandra Ego. I said, the breath you are having in you is borrowed to you. One day, the owner of that breath will say, give me my oxygen. I borrowed it to you. I don't get time, if not, I'm going to sing. I've let the children do the singing. We are adults. Apology to those who don't understand Urobo. That's an axiom in Urobo. Say, when you are getting old, you sit down to bed. That is error. No matter how old you are, you cannot be older than God. God is displeased with services that are from the mouth, not from the heart. I want evidence to show your gratitude to God in church is through your praise. Some of our musicians, they sang. I said, God doesn't eat eba, I will have made eba for him. Doesn't eat owo, I will have made cook owo for him. God doesn't drive car, I will have bought car for him. Even though I know there's theological blunder in those songs. But the emphasis is on the imperativeness of praise. How is your praise life? And how is my praise life? I'll submit a few things and then I'll be done. The power of praise, what can you do? Number one. The power of praise gets our focus off ourselves and back to God. Psalm 150 verse 2. Quickly, media. Psalm 150 verse 2. Give it to me. Psalm 150 verse 2. Yes, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. When we praise God, we remove ourselves, we detach ourselves from what is going on around about us. And our focus is reflected on God. That was precisely what happened to Paul and Silas, as we saw in that scripture. They did not allow the circumstances surrounding where they are or where they were to blindfold them from seeing the beauty and the goodness of God. They look beyond their prevailing situation. Prof, is it convenient? You were arrested for nothing. You did not commit any crime. You were arrested and put in prison. And you, God, whom you were standing for, was aware of your arrest. He couldn't release you. And then when you get to that prison, then you begin to praise God. Alive. Agbata will send fire. Say, God, let fire consume them. These people who put me unjustly inside prison. Holy Ghost! Not only Agbata, many of us, that's what we do. But Paul and Silas, rather
to consume those who unjustly put them in prison. What did Paul do?
The Bible said they were praising God. Praise God when it is not even convenient.
Praising God when you do not have any reason to praise Him. Praising God when you don't find anything to prompt you into praising Him.
They were singing hymns. They didn't call fire. And in fact, if they had called fire that night, fire would come on. That's how God operates. But God, they didn't call fire. Because if they had called fire, the jailer would have gone to hell.
If they detach themselves from the circumstances that was prevailing at that very moment, and they kept their focus on God.
If you praise God genuinely from your heart, it will detach, will remove you from whatever is going on now. Even in the midst of Boko Haram and others, praise can open doors. I think somebody posted something on our platform about someone who was worshiping in the midst of kidnappers. He didn't know how he was released from the hand of kidnappers. Praise can do it.
Number two, praise brings us to the place of humility. Psalm 35 verse 18. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. When you begin to sing praise to God, it humbles you. It brings you down. Because the one you are praising, in most cases, is higher than you. I don't know if I am communicating. You are praising God because you see Him as an immutable God, the all-knowing God, the all-powerful God, the self-existing God, the creator ex nihilo, the creator that was not created, the one who has the depth of the earth in his hand, the one who say yes and no man can say no, the one who say no and no man can say yes. When you begin to extol the name of God, humility will creep on you. I pray that the Lord will teach someone this morning the rudiments of praise. And that at the place of praise, that which God is out to do in your life, before you allow amen, it will take place in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, thing praise can do. Praise can put the enemy to flight. I want to read this scripture. Second Chronicles. Thank you, media. It's a long story. But because of time, I'll take it from verse 22. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, that is Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel, they began to sing and to praise. The Lord set an ambush against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Give me verse 23. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. 24. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies falling onto the earth. No one had escaped. Now, time will fail me to tell us the whole story, but let me summarize it. Do you know, if you read from verse 1, when the information came to Jehoshaphat of the impending attack from three nations, three countries gang up against small Israel, they mustered their armory together, prepare to launch an attack, Operation Desert Storm, upon Israel. The information got to Jehoshaphat. The first thing Jehoshaphat did was to declare a fast. When he declared a fast, he didn't stop the war. The second thing Jehoshaphat did was to declare a prayer session. When they prayed, he didn't stop the war. The third thing he did was to gather the people and say, let's sing. When they sang, something else happened. This is not to underplay or downplay the importance of fasting. No. It is not to downplay the importance of prayer. No. But it's to let us know that when we garnish fasting plus prayer plus praise, what will happen? Somebody say miracle. I didn't hear you. Can you allow it? These three were jammed together and God decided to respond. Heaven turned around, said something is happening on earth. And you know what? Jehoshaphat and his people never carried one cutlass. There was no knife, no spear, no arrow. It was just praise. And while they were praising God, scripture says that the three nations, Moab, leave this, give me this passage, please. Give me this text. Give me the text. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22. 2 Chronicles 20, 22. Thank you, leave it there. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set an ambush. I see an ambush taking place in the family of somebody in this house. I see an ambush of the Lord against those who are planning evil against your life. I see an ambush against those who want to shortchange you of your miracle. I see an ambush against those who want to dethrone you from where God has placed you. As you allow, amen, that ambush will take place in the name of Jesus Christ. Moab and Ammon, they came to themselves. Three countries that Itato said want to launch attack against these people. They started fighting one another. When they finished Mount Seir, the people from the country called Mount Seir, they turned against themselves. You know, what kind of confusion do you think was happening? That army that came together and said they were going to launch attack, they suddenly turned against themselves. That is how your enemies will turn against themselves in the name of Jesus. If I'm praying for you, you will say a better amen. I say that is how your enemy will turn against themselves in the name of Jesus. But the weapon you need for that to happen is praise. Because that was what they used here. He put the enemy to flight. My time is up. Number four. When we praise God, it removes our complaint and our negativity. Psalm 103, verse 2. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits towards me. Verse 3. Verse 3, sir. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. And verse 4. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. That's what God does for us. When we begin to praise Him, negativities disappear. Problems take flight. Complaints disappear. In fact, you won't see the complaints anymore. Number 5. What praise can do. Praise can make room for God's blessings over our lives. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. I'm running because my time is up. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Why has He blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places? It is because we have cultivated the habit of praising Him. Number six. Praise invite the presence of God. Praise can invite the presence of God. Psalm 22 verse 3. Psalm 22 verse 3. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Whenever the children of Israel want the blessings of God to come down, they enter into praise. And once they do, miracles begin to take place. Let me tell you a story. Many years ago, I was invited to be a camp pastor to a group of young ladies in our denomination. We call them leaders. They were having their camp, and I was the camp pastor. Now, the night before the close of the program, usually, is a night of deliverance. I was so much involved in it many years ago, but I've left that one for them, Pastor Robinson. And so, that night, we went into deliverance ministration. And in the course of the deliverance ministration, one young girl was manifesting. And you know what she was doing? She started laughing. When I lay hand to pray, she would burst into laughter and start laughing. It became an embarrassment. I was watching. Lay hand again. Lay kabaranda gabruzo go diga lay. Or where she started laughing, she began to laugh at me. The babo. I turn around. What am I going to do? I walked around. I hear the Lord tell me, son, you forgot the secret pin code. And I was asking myself, what is the secret pin code? And I realized that it is praise. And I called the choir. I said, guys, join me. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. That is why. You are. What you say you will do,
that is what you will do. That is why you are called.
Remain there. I don't leave there until I finish. Ladies and gentlemen, we sang that song 3 times, and the 3rd time, you need to see the drama. This young girl who has been laughing at us, how we were praying, the moment we raised the song, power came from heaven, picked her from where she was standing, and she was laughing. Before we knew it, within the twinkling of an eye, she was at the gate, used her to stone the wall, and she fell down. I said, I don't commit today. I thought the girl was dead because she became motionless. But that was how the miracle took place. The power of praise. We prayed for hours. Nothing was happening. But when we busted into praise, heaven was ignited. There was an unlocking of the power of God to take deliverance into the life of that girl. I pray from this altar this morning. Wherever you have been caged and you have been locked up, as you enter into the rudiment of praise to our God, may deliverance take place in your life in the name of Jesus. May the glory of God overwhelm your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 7, praise can refresh and renew our spirit. Psalm 63, verse 3 and 4. Because of your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Verse 4. Thus, I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. It refreshes and renews our spirit when we praise. Finally, praise paves way for God's miracle to be displayed. And this year I'm closing. It prays way for God's power to be displayed. Acts chapter 16, our focal text. Go back there. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, and I'll close. Acts 16, 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, and they were singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Verse 26. Suddenly, somebody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
I didn't hear you, Hannah. You say suddenly. As you praise God, may you encounter a sudden miracle in the name of Jesus. If I'm praying for you, your amen will be better than that. I say, as you cultivate the habit of praising God, may you encounter sudden miracle in the name of Jesus. They were praising God, and suddenly, the unusual happened. Scripture says the prison door was shaking. You can imagine the kind of earthquake that will shake prison door. I saw one when we traveled to Israel. Sir, the door, Brother Solo, you can't push the door with empty hands. You need force. Somebody will stand on this side, another one on this side, to be able to roll the prison door. It's not an easy task. But that night, the power, when the past power, entered into the prison yard. He went straight into the prison door. I remember what was said in the book of Psalm. O ye gates, be lifted high. And the gate was lifted up so that the Lord of glory can come in. That is what praise can do. As I close this morning, have you been an instrument in the hand of Jehovah? Have you found a job for yourself when it comes to the issue of praise? Have you been a chorister before and you have graduated, quote unquote? The Lord will have me invite you this morning to come and enter into a new relationship with Him. If you know God has given you grace to sing, it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter your status, you are not bigger than God, and He's calling you right now to come forward. I need to pray for you. You have been in the chorister, whether here in our Savior's Chapel or elsewhere, but now you are no longer there, and you have been listening to me while I preach, and God has spoken to you. Why don't you run forward here as I join you, join my heart with you in a prayer of praise, trusting God that He will restore you and make you an instrument in His hand. You are responding to this call, do it fast, don't waste time, because He is here. There are certain doors that may have been closed as a result of you having to excuse yourself from praising God. If the Lord is speaking to you and you want to come to Him and say, my Father, I surrender to you, take over my life, make me a veritable instrument in your hand, to be an instrument of praise, I want you to restore me. I want you to restore me. I want you to take me back to where I was before. You were once a chorister. You are right there in the congregation. The Lord is speaking to you now. Catch on this opportunity. We may not have another opportunity to preach this same message tomorrow again. The Lord is speaking to you. Why don't you respond and come forward right now as I join you, my faith, with your faith in prayer. The choir will help me to sing this song. Ide wo to boji wu, ilo gogo boyaswa, aye. Oye gogene, walu yota ke kaswa. Kaye kaswa. Ee, hallelujah.
Ee, hallelujah. Oja la kwaleli yo.
Ide wo to boji wu, ilo gogo boyaswa. Ima, you are sleeping, eh? I will flog you. Kidi wo to bogi wu, ilo gogo boya swa. The song we just sang says, when we get to heaven, those who are serving God genuinely and faithfully, the duty they will have is to sing praises to God. They will sing and tell God, the suffering of the world is what? Is over. Boko Haram is over. Fulani X-Men is over. COVID-19 is over. Pain is over. Oppression is over. Oppression is over. Witches and wizards, they are over. Kidi wo to bogi wu, ilo gogo boya swa. My Father and my God, I join my faith with these your children. You are the one who has spoken to them, and they have responded to you. There may have been one or two things that may have happened that made them to slide back in terms of singing to your glory. Having spoken to them today, they have responded. Eternal God, you said it in your word, as many that will come to you, you will not cast away. I pray, my Father, you will accept these ones back into their place of honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that they have made them to backslide in terms of singing to you,
or singing to glorify you, having taken this decision, restore them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The reward that follows those who obey you, may that reward follow these ones in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do not allow anything to happen that will cause them to derail anymore. Grant them grace to sing to your own glory. Grant them grace to sing to your own glory. Grant them grace to sing to your own glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for the entire congregation, my Father, that you will develop in us the instinct, the desire, the urge to sing, to dance, and to praise you at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. That the miracle we yearn for, the breakthroughs we desire, the victories we yearn for, in the course of praising you, as it was in the days of Paul and Silas, it will happen in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover this once with the blood of Jesus. Accept them back and make them useful instruments in your hands. So continue to sing to your own glory, and your blessings will be upon their lives. This is our desire, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please rise on your feet. Let me congratulate you for this decision you are taking. The Lord will give you reasons to have testimony resulting from this decision in the name of Jesus Christ. No one who responds to God's call that will not get the blessings. You will get your blessing in the name of Jesus. Now right away, you are not going back to your seat. Go to the choir stand and sit down there. Help me celebrate them. Put your hands together as they sit in the choir stand. The second thing I need to do, that the Lord laid in my heart to do today, is to call these persons out. If you hear your name and you are in the congregation, just run forward. Kingsley Obie Joseph, Ufoma Sarah Joseph, Nabofa O.M., Mrs. Ada Fiogo, Maje Mitter Victoria, Dr. Peggy, AJ Nabi, alias Rainbow, or Rainbow International, Mrs. Amioleme, Blessing Ogale Chukuka. If I mention your name and you are among these people, come back. If I mention your name, you are not among them, come to this place right away. Ije woto boji wu ilo rolo boya swa. Ide woto boji wu ilo rolo boya swa. The church is already celebrating you. Please let me celebrate them. Now you will wonder, how did these names came about? I don't know. That is God for you. I have been given a mandate to call you forward to become the choral group of our Savior's church. Some of you, I don't even know you by name, but that's the inspiration of God for you. I'm going to pray for you now, and then I will have a meeting with you. Serious talk between us. Kneel on this altar as I pray for you. Our Father and our God, those you call, you equip. You don't call a man or woman without equipping them. I do not know how you did it, but you have called these ones out today to equip them for a ministry here in your church. I pray, my Father, that this call will be without any form of regret in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are the one who has called them,
you will grant them the grace to fulfill this assignment in the name of Jesus Christ. You will overwhelm them with your mighty power. You will cause them to succeed in this task. Even in their inadequacies, you will release divine adequacy upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. This decision of God concerning your life will bring testimonies in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Cover all of you with the blood of Jesus. Unquantifiable grace is released unto you to function in this assignment that the Lord has called you unto. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Can I hear a better amen? At the appropriate time, I will call you for that meeting. God bless you. Go back to your seat. Now, the last thing I need to do is to call us for the special thanksgiving to end the month of February. All those who are celebrants of the month of February, just go behind. The choir will give us a song, and you will dance forward to come and appreciate God. All those who have reasons to celebrate in the month of February, it is your turn.